What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Chatify Claps Back with the Most Epic Cringe Response in Manosphere History. For those of you who don't know, Chatify, I did a video about him the other day. He is one of the new grifters out there who's offering face ratings. Now, unlike Wheat Waffles, he's offering ratings for like $70. Now, his scam is very simple. You know, with Wheat Waffles, Wheat Waffles looks at your pictures, and then he gives you a face rating. This guy over here, which I think might be another channel from Wheat Waffles, as far as we know. What this guy does is that he takes your face, he takes your picture, then he uses AI to let you know, to show you what your face would look like if it was a Chad's face. Now, the problem with AI is not real life, okay? As somebody who's been to surgeons before, there's nothing surgeons hate more than when you go in there with a photo of somebody who's been photoshopped. A lot of pictures out there, like this Lux Maxin guy, okay? I already made a video about Lux Maxin, dude. A lot of pictures out there, guys, are heavily photoshopped. I think we all know that now. So pretty much with this guy using AI, he's taken Photoshop to a whole different level. Now, the reason why I'm calling this a scam is because it's utterly unrealistic, okay? Your face is not gonna go from a 4 to an 8. Never ever will it do. So I already made a video about that, guys. He replied to my comments. As you guys can see, I wrote another face rater pops up. Listen, guys, do what I did. Go to a real doctor who will put you under the knife and or inject you or perhaps suck fat out of you. I understand paying $5 ain't gonna put anyone in the poorhouse, but at the end of the day, you have got to take real actions. Also, height matters. If your face ain't all that, let's see this guy or Wheat Waffles can help you out with height. Now, the only correction I have to say is that this guy is charging $70 for his morphing face rating. Obviously, a lot higher than the $5. Now, granted, that's 70 Canadian dollars. But still, it's probably close to 60 American dollars. Anyway, so Chatify replies, and I'm going to refresh this just so we can make sure that, you know, that this is not photoshopped like a lot of his stuff. So he says, I am more than that, okay? The purpose of Chatify is to help others and provide them with valuable self-improvement advice for all facets of their life. And with this information, you can definitely use it to then get a head start on seeking out the right professionals for your needs. Certain hairstyles and footwear can help you with exaggerating height. So I do know some information regarding that. Yep, the typical shower and shave, brah. You know, Yogi Obes did that, guys. You know, you guys remember Yogi Obes, the 5'4" Bangladeshi curry sale? He would wear his hair up, giving himself 3 inches. And I don't know if Yogi Obes wore inserts in his shoes to make him look taller. But this is pretty much what this guy here is saying, which is manipulate women by giving them the idea that you're taller than you are. The fact that he actually thinks that his information is valuable, it's not. I mean, just look in the mirror, look at Brad Pitt, you know, do you really need some guy to tell you, oh yeah, bro, you're fugly? Come on, man. I mean, if you as a man can't look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey man, what's wrong with me? You got problems. And you guys need to understand, man, I've been out in Hollywood, okay? 6'2" is the best height for a man in Hollywood. Look it up, guys, okay? And look at the Hollywood pretty boys. Look at Brad Pitt. Look at Chris Hemsworth, okay? If you're a 5'4", balding Curicell, it's pretty much over for you. You don't need to pay somebody $70, $5, or 5 cents to tell you that. So I reply back to Chad Light and I tell him, yes, the Yogi Obes. Yogi Obes is a 5'4" Curicell who spiked up his hair to look taller. That was laughable. Your knowledge is free of charge out there. In fact, I'll tell you where I get my face maxing at for Botox and injections. One Line Medical in Cancun. If anyone has to pay for having some rando rate you, chances are you are either super, super fugly, almost physically deformed, or you suffer from Asperger's. Both ways, your genes don't deserve to be propagated. That's what I wrote in response to Shadify. Then Shadify claps back one more time. Actually, many of the people I've rated thus far are clearly above average in terms of attractiveness. I don't believe that one bit, guys. If somebody is above average, why would they even bother with you to begin with? I serve as a connection point. Going to a surgeon blind is one of the worst decisions anyone can make. Really, bro? Really? I mean, can't you look in the mirror and say, hey man, I got that big ugly Indian nose, you know? Hey man, my chin is recessed. Maybe I can get a jaw implant. Come on, man. It's good it worked out for you, because for many it doesn't. How do you know? One just needs to look at Zac Efron for a reputable example. In fact, I probably should have used him as an example in this video. Thank you for manifesting a new idea in my head. But hey, I do appreciate you letting me know the location in Cancun. I have nothing against criticism and enjoy discussing other perspectives. Well, let's see what happened to Zac Efron. This guy said something about Zac Efron. Let's see what happened. Does anybody know what happened to Zac Efron? Did he like have a surgery mistake or damn, can't talk right. Oh, okay, something is his jaw. Okay, what's that? Okay, let's see what happened was Zac Efron's really big jaw. Let's see. Let's see what happened. The address this is even. Let's see. They're just really, really big. You know what probably happened with Zac Efron, guys? Because it happened to me. I know what happened. What probably more than likely happened with Zac Efron. He got injections in his chin. That's what I did, guys. You know, when I got injections in my chin with fillers, my chin, you know, for like almost a week, definitely for the first 2 or 3 days, because the stuff is inside of you, It made my shin look really big, you know. So that's what happened with Zac Efron, guys. He just had fillers inserted into him, and instead of waiting for like a week for him to calm down, he did a shoot like a day or two later. But I don't know why Shadify would bring this out as a big deal. I mean, yeah, man, after you have a major surgery or you have shit inserted in you, yeah, wait a freaking week before you, like, try to go out in public. Yeah, I mean, that's fucking common sense. You definitely don't need some rando telling you that on the internet. And again, your doctors will tell you what's going on. So, yeah, guys, that's pretty much my video for you for today, which is a follow-up to the previous video. I told you this guy is flat-out scamming you by using AI. And look at his picture, man. Look at this picture. Looks like a girly boy. You know, that's probably AI right there, man. You know what? I'm 100% sure. Now I'm even more convinced than I was 5 minutes ago. This guy definitely is using AI. This is not a real person. He's using AI. And again, AI is not real life. And for some reason, this guy gives me like fucking homo vibes, you know. A lot of guys in the manosphere are having like homo tendencies. This guy just gives me homo tendency vibes, you know. I don't care if you putt for the other team, bro. I'm just saying, man. You guys know Wheat Waffles got kicked off of Fiverr because he was taking photos of underage kids, you know. Obviously, if you're a 10-year-old kid and you send photos to Wheat Waffles, Fiverr.com doesn't want to be associated with you because that could be like a pedo ring. You know, not saying Wheat Waffles is a pedo or anything like that. It's just that Fiverr was like, yeah, we'd rather not be associated with you, bro. But I think a lot of these manosphere guys, especially if a guy does face rating, I think a lot of these guys who do face ratings, they definitely have some homo tendencies. And again, guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Go to a real doctor, okay? Don't go to somebody, don't go to some random guy on the internet telling you what to do, because you really don't need it. Again, this is pretty much this is pretty much AI right here, guys. This is what he's doing. He's using AI. Let's see how old this channel is. This channel has been around for almost a year. No, not even half a year. Face rating. Let's go to his page again. Wait a second. Wait. This was $70 a couple hours ago. What happened? This is kind of creepy. This is really, what's this? This is kind of creepy, guys. This was $70 a couple hours ago. Let me see something. Do I still have the video? Let's see if I still have the video. Where's my photos? Okay, this is a video I took of him. This is my initial video. did. Okay. God damn it. Okay. Okay, this is his website from a couple of hours ago. Okay, there it is, guys. It said $70 Canadian, okay? There it is, there it is. This is his website. This is his website from a couple of hours ago, okay? This video was done a couple of hours ago, okay, guys? This video was done maybe like 10 hours ago, okay? There you guys go. $70 Canadian right here. Why does it say $54 right now? What happened? What happened, guys? He had 6 reviews on it. Now he has 9 reviews. Did somebody review it, like, in the past couple hours? Why is it $54? Let me do something really quick, okay? Let me do something really quick, okay? I think I know what's going on. Canadian... Okay, I know what happened. He had it as 70 Canadian, then he made it into $54. Okay, so this is 54 American dollars, which is a little bit over 70 Canadian. This looks like a mathematical... I don't know, guys. This looks like a brand new website. Now, this guy claimed to have this guy claims to have done many of them. Obviously, he has reviews from 2 months ago. The seller was great to work with. They had exceptional feedback and delivered quickly. I don't know, man. I don't know, guys. Was this guy on Fiverr? See, that's the problem right there, guys. When you see your Chatify face and you try to work towards it, it's like, bro, that's fucking unrealistic, man. You know? He's using AI to give you an unrealistic face. You can't work toward an unrealistic face, man. You need a fucking surgeon for that. And again, please, guys, don't go into a plastic surgeon's office with this guy's shadified face, because you're gonna get laughed at. You guys need to understand, man. Surgeons are not miracle workers, okay? They're not magicians, okay? So when your ugly ass face goes from a 4 to 8, realistically speaking, guys, you guys need to understand, man. Realistically speaking, you might be able to get your face up by, like, depending on how bad your face is, you might be able to get your face up by 2 points, okay? But you will never ever get your face into chat territory, okay? Life-changing. The seller was good. 1 month ago, 3 months ago. I'm just looking over his website, guys. I'm just looking over his Oh, okay, I understand what's going on. Okay, so you pay $54 for this, and then you add additional stratifications for $27. Yeah, a lot of this stuff here, guys, is kind of unrealistic. I mean, looking at this guy, I mean, the only thing this guy can realistically do is... the only thing realistically he can do would be the nose. That's the only thing that realistically he can do. Of course, you know, the hair, that's a freaking given, you know. But realistically, the only thing this guy can do is the nose. Other than that, the eyes, maybe some buttocks, I guess. When it comes to the face, a lot of shitload of fillers, you know. When it comes to the face, this guy is gonna need a shitload of filler. I mean, you guys out there, man, you all need to understand, man. You really don't need this guy to charge you $50 or 50 cents. Again, look at all the hot guys from Hollywood and then look at yourself, okay? I'm not telling you guys not to buy from him, okay? I mean, even for $50, realistically speaking, you guys are not going to end up at the poorhouse for $50 or $54. It's just that you're really better off saving the money, man. I mean, if you have $54 and you just want to give it away, I guess you can go for it, you know. At least get an idea of what your face can look like. But the thing is, man, that's unrealistic, man. That's like having a sex doll in a way, you know. It's unrealistic love, you know. Your face is not gonna go from a 4 to an 8, you know. My face went from a 4 to, like, hopefully it's a 6. I mean, I still have, you know, like, maybe one more surgery to do. But I think my face ultimately is gonna be, God willing, of course, is gonna be a solid 6. I think it's a very, very big stretch of the imagination for this guy's face to go from here to there, you know. This is kind of like showing a post-wall woman who can't have children anymore, you know. This is how your kid would have looked like if you haven't aborted your kid. Man, that's cold. What I just said, man, that's super cold. You know, imagine telling a woman, hey, this is how your kid would have looked like if you haven't aborted them, and now it's too late for you to have more kids. That's mean. See, this is how it is this is how it is right here, man. Imagine telling this guy, this is how you would look over here, but you will never ever look like that, no matter how much surgery you will get, you know? Man, you know, with me, Amr Metwali, guys, you know, I'm fortunate that my face isn't inherently fugly. I mean, again, I'm not a good looking guy to be. I don't want to come off as, you know, I don't want to say I'm like Coach Bitchpill ugly, you know, but I'm just saying that, you know, with me, at least structural wise, my face is alright. You know, it was lacking here and there. You know, nothing, a little bit of injection, a little bit of cutting, you know, a little bit of filler couldn't fix. But overall, guys, you really are not going to go from a 4 to 8, guys. You're not going to go from a 4 to an 8. I mean, the only way you can go up by 3 points is if you have a really, really ugly nose. It's a, you know, the only way you can go up again by 3 points is if you have a really, really ugly nose and you have a decent, good-looking face, you know. A lot of Indian, Jewish, Middle Eastern, Muslim people, because they marry their cousin, they're inbred. So a lot of these guys have fugly-ass noses. So, yeah, I mean, realistically speaking, guys, you can go from a 4 to, like, a 6. Going up to a 7 would be, like, really, really hard. But going up to an 8 would be impossible. So, at the end of the day, guys, this is just another grift that's going on. That's really all it is. And again, I'm not telling you don't buy what he's selling. I'm just telling you guys, these are all miniature scams that, realistically speaking, again, if you have $54 and you don't know what to do with it, or you're going to give it to an OnlyFans girl, you know, give it to this guy over here, I guess. So, anyway, guys, that's my video for today. I mean, if you want to give this guy your hard-earned money, or in the case of most of you guys out there, your mom's hard-earned money, I mean, I guess it's all right. But me, I will never, ever pay some rando on the internet. I will go to a real doctor. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.